8-year-old Brianna O'Rourke awoke with a start. Though the heat of the sun had started to warm her face, she was still so cold her bones hurt. She whimpered and tried to open her eyes, but they stung so much that she quickly gave up. She was confused for only a moment before she remembered. Papa's boat. Something had happened. Something bad. Slowly, memories trickled in, scary flashes that caused her to flinch as she realized why she was soaked to the skin. She was clinging to the hull of Papa's boat, the biggest piece that was left. Brianna's mouth twisted at the realization, and she swallowed hard, then winced at the raw feeling.
Mama, Papa,
she croaked. Her throat was so dry and scratchy that she hardly recognized her own voice. She felt around herself blindly, and encountering only the cold metal of the hull, started to panic. She concentrated on opening her eyes, swollen from the spray of salt water and the sun. Then,
"We're here, Bria.
We won't leave you, sweetheart."
At the reassuring tone in her parents' voices and the confirmation that they were still with her, Brianna finally calmed, letting her lids fall, tuning out the sound of the waves and trying to ignore the clammy feeling of her wet clothes clinging to her. Brianna imagined they were back at home, that her mama had just wrapped her in her favorite pink robe after a hot bath. She sighed, picturing the familiar hallway as she skipped to her bedroom and the soft, fluffy rug squishing between her toes as she climbed onto her bed. As quickly as she'd conjured it, the image of her bedroom at home faded as Brianna tried to piece together what had happened on the boat and how she'd gotten to where she was now. She couldn't remember exactly what they were celebrating this time, just that they'd set off on Papa's new boat for a sailing trip. They always seemed to be celebrating something. Her parents made even the smallest things feel special, saying that it was all possible because of the wee bit of magic. Brianna had never asked what they meant by that, but it was true that her life felt special, whether that was because of her parents' efforts or because they'd actually been sprinkled with some kind of fairy dust, didn't really matter to Brianna. It just was. But that was before this latest trip. Now, trying to ignore the icy feeling in her bones, she wasn't so sure she believed in magic anymore, any bit of it. Usually, Brianna loved their family sailing trips. She loved any trip they took, really. But this time, something had gone horribly wrong. She'd just settled into her bed, a cozy little nook with fluffy pillows and a few of her favorite stuffed animals, when her mama had cried out sharply. Before Brianna could understand what was happening, she remembered that she'd heard her papa on the radio, his voice stern, repeating, "Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Excalibur." She might be just a kid, but Brianna knew that mayday meant help. She'd been startled, too, at his tone and had wheeled around to face him. Papa had caught her gaze, and she remembered how his eyes had warmed and stayed on hers as he continued speaking, repeating a bunch of numbers while he pulled her in close, checking the clips on her life jacket. Her mama had appeared then, right behind her, muttering, "I've got it," and handing Papa something that looked like a flashlight. Papa had attached it to the hook on Brianna's vest, twisting it until it glowed. Brianna remembered it being so bright she'd had to close her eyes. Then, lightning had flashed right above them, followed by the loudest clap of thunder Brianna had ever heard.
"Arthur!"
her mama had screamed. And the next thing Brianna knew, her papa was pushing Brianna toward her mama, shouting,
"Get her out, Mare! The life raft! Go, go, go!"
Mama had picked Brianna up and started to run, but she'd taken only a few steps when a huge wave hit the boat and they were thrown. Brianna remembered feeling a rush of heat and icy cold water all at the same time, her arms and legs tangling as she tumbled over and over again in the waves until she didn't know which way was up. Just when she felt like her lungs were about to burst, Brianna had felt Papa's strong arms pulling her up, his gentle voice reminding her that she could float on her back.